We're nearing our weekend. Time for WHYY's new Feel Good Friday series. WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada is here to bring us her latest story, celebrating the everyday people making Philadelphia and the region extra special. This week's installment is about a Philadelphian who's leading others on a journey, a curly hair journey. Here's Elizabeth with the story.
Tori McCutcheon is on a hair mission. The Philadelphia native and new business owner wants to help people learn how to love and take care of their curls.
I accept everyone. I just want everybody to feel comfortable with who they are and, you know, what they're bringing to the table, because a lot of times we're not taught to embrace our natural selves. So I try to enforce that here.
After working in salons all over Philly, Tori recently opened her own. It's called Tori Did That. And it's located in Head House Square, a part of the city without much in the way of salons for people with natural hair. For many of her clients, curlies, as Tori calls them, the journey towards natural curls began during the pandemic. A collective hair movement started to form when people couldn't go to the salon.
So they were like, oh, I didn't know my hair texture could do this. I didn't know, like, I would look good like this.
Tori stopped relaxing her hair in the 12th grade. Then she gave up heat, and a few years later, she got her first big chop. For people who are looking to start their natural curl journey, she recommends starting one step at a time, like she did.
Start small. Like, maybe change your shampoo. Start a regimen that makes you feel good, and then work your way up to, you know, the bigger things.
Tori has been on her hair journey for over a decade now, and she thinks that the shift to curly hair is here to stay.
I don't think it's a trend like some people thought it was going to be. It's really a way of life, and like, just like, we're learning how to take care of ourselves in a more natural way.
Everyone knows the power of a good hair day, and Tori is there to help, no matter where people are on their journey. Elizabeth Estrada, WHYY News.